Alrighty, yeah, the Norm L is coming up. It's 10:06 here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson, BC. And 96.5 on the ferry boat, the Osprey 2000. And 96.5 at Crawford Bay. 96.5 up the Tam O'Shanter. 107.5 New Denver. And in that area. So yeah, the Normel is coming up. Thanks to Grant for the last show. And stay tuned to Kootenai Co-op at Radio.
Greenspan is saying the Federal Reserve is beyond the law. And in reality, they are, in practice, beyond the law. Nobody, as far as I know, has ever audited the Federal Reserve. One of the first things we ought to do when we nationalize the Fed is go in there and find out the audit. Who stole money? Who engaged in corruption? There's a whole series of people going back to Volcker, to Greenspan, to Bernanke, and so forth.
Think of the arrogance of private group of banks that have bankrupted the nation by design so they can repo the country. A private group of banks that loaned us our own money back are telling us they're above the law. You are not above the law, criminals.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law, and the private Federal Reserve sure as hell isn't either.
Since the founding of the Federal Reserve back under Woodrow Wilson, the Federal Reserve has struck out three times. They didn't stop the crash of 1929. They didn't stop the banking panic of 1932, 1933. And now they are the cause of the derivatives crisis because they're the ones who inflicted derivatives on the world with Alan Greenspan.
Instead of our economy being about goods and services and real products and manufacturing, it's all about these guys, the private Federal Reserve that masquerades as a government entity, who control the issuance of currency and credit. They're the ones that have cut off the liquidity in the market. They told us have a debt-based economy. Then they cut it off once they get us under their thumb and implode the economy so they can consolidate it. That's what they're doing right now. I mean, it's in their own documents. It's in their own statements. They claim, give us unlimited power, give us trillions of dollars in the banker bailout bill that's already $5 trillion, not $850 billion, as they say. And we'll get the economy going, but they're hoarding the money and buying up other banks that aren't part of the Federal Reserve, buying up insurance companies, buying up roads, infrastructures, media empires, defense contractors. What the banks do is they load an economy by cutting off credit, and then once things really fall to a low, and they know the low because then they buy everything up and start then putting more money back into the economy, and then they build it back up. So they build us up and then shear us, build us up and shear us, and they're getting ready. All over the world, they're always shearing some country, imploding it. Comes out in their own IMF and World Bank documents. That's just the foreign arm of the same cartel.
And these are the people who claim to be the saviors of the economy, the people who have created every important crisis in the past 100 years, the Federal Reserve. So it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and it's a failure. And I think the failure is what everybody can see right now.
Yeah, what they do is they make you think Clinton's evil at running things, then, oh, Bush will save us, and then, oh, Bush was evil, now we'll be saved by Barack Obama, but he's just a puppet. But as we get deeper into this phase, when they implode the economy, they have all the money and all the control, but they also like to pose as the savior. So Obama is meant to be the savior during the Depression, and he'll save us with a million person. He said it's bigger than our military, domestic spy force, a 3 million person environmental spy force. So giving people these jobs to be government bureaucrats and spies to go out and manage the other 290-something million Americans. And so this is classical fascism. The communists also do it. Any vertically integrated command and control authoritarian system does this. So they're openly following what the same group of banks did in Germany, Russia. You know, it's in the Communist Manifesto to have a private central bank, because the private central bankers actually wrote the ideas that they had Marx and Engels put out. People go, well, why would the banks want communism? It doesn't exist. They rape us, they consolidate us, they put us into work brigades, they make us slaves, and they say it's a people's paradise. Look at it. Boy, you're really doing good. And then They transfer all the wealth of the nation offshore. The globalists are outside all the nations. That gives them safety, and they play countries off against each other. And so that's what we're facing and dealing with. And so they're bringing in classical, hardcore tyranny in the U.S. But we have the internet. We've grown our numbers. The alternative media has exploded. That's why they're trying to move in and shut down and regulate and tax the web. But it's too late for them. They're playing in the 19th century, 20th century rules, 21st century, the century of resistance to tyranny. And so it's going to be one hell of a fight with the people and free humanity on one side and the New World Order on the other. And every one of you out there counts. You should be involved in this fight like nothing you've been involved with before, because this is life and death. Everything depends on exposing these people. Everything depends on showing the people that this is the New World Order. This is the criminals. We're dealing with the king rats here, the people that are carrying out tyranny worldwide. And either they fall or we fall. Either worldwide darkness.
has despoiled. With no questions asked, they rape and they kill and they take. They don't care a damn. Oh, these eyes are fine. They have seen a lot. These ears of mine have heard our ancestors cry. Oh, can't express the pains I feel. So, oh, where will I and let us heal together now? Oh.
Change, not even a little. Do what me say, don't do what me am I telling to you, my you? Be good, attach if you prove. Get in the groove and don't be rude.
One of these days, and it won't be long.
When my savior will come, you won't be alone. When my savior will come, I won't be alone. When my savior will come. From ashes, burn them corruption and them backshish. Mix up with the ashes. While I wish that one day they will be from the human camps and the slave ship. Money buy friendship. When I was a youth, I was longing for fries and chips, begging for a damn split. But everybody moves so selfish. They won't lose me in the mist when my savior will come. When my savior will come, we won't be alone. When our savior will come, you won't be alone. When your savior will come,
one of these days, and it won't be long.
So you won't be alone when our savior will come. You won't be alone when my savior will come. Through the soul melody, I'm releasing my story, express my liberty to each and everybody who wanna listen it. I beg you, tell the people what was. Hold on, please, I'm sorry for all the sins that I done. Please forgive me, never leave me. Thanks for all the things that you give me. Bless all the sufferers and the faring. Tell the wicked idioms that they can't touch me knowledge. We don't stop like porridge. So we found them trouble with propaganda and them scandal. Cause I know love you so majestical and mystical. And every good thing is from you.
Smoke a Buddha through righteous steps, deep like the shining. Sparkle like a diamond, sneak a Uzi on an island. And my army jacket lining, hit the earth like a comet invasion. Nonsense like the Afrocentric Asian, half man, half amazing. Cause in my physical, I can't express through song, delete stress like.
Yeah, still the Norm L. This is Parallel to Tell by BD 1982. We got some griminess coming up too on the Normel. Hey, and Ben showed up. Interesting. All right, back to the show. 93.5 TuneIn Co-op Radio.
Torture orders that proved that the Bush administration was ordering personnel to systematically abuse detainees. Barack Obama threatened to cut off all U.S. intelligence ties to England. To add insult to injury, he stated that the program.
Everything blessed. like a boss about give them on a watch. See it?
Yeah, so this is Cohen Sound with Blessed on the Norm L.
Mbabadibop. Are you ready? You done sound record? All right, everything blessed.
DJ Zinc with it's a Scream remix of Killer Sound.
We're enjoying this one here on our Kootenai Cult Radio on a Thursday night at the Normal 93.5 FM Nelson, BC.
Yeah, no one can compete with our Killer Sound here on the Normal 93.5 FM in mono. Mono.
The Normal playing the tunes until 12 tonight, and then of course After Dark with Jay.
And that's that. Back to the track.
We blow the amps up the speaker.
You can know only boxing. sure I can come again. And is it? Yeah, cause the show can't end.
And take two picture with the pop. Win! Again.
had to slow her down a bit there. Thank you, Orca. Bring that Orca back. Maybe not. Back to the show.
Load it, check it, click, rewrite it. Crack it, drop it, zip and zip it. Crack it, drop it, zip and zip it. New it, code it, jump and lock it. And zip it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it. New it, code it, jump and lock it. Scan it, send it, fax, rename it. New it, code it, jump and lock it. Turn it, leave it, top all mad. Scan it, send it, fax, rename it. Print it, don't upgrade it. Scan it, send it, fax, rename it. Snap it, work it, erase it, crash it, jam it. No upgrade it, load it, check it.
price of the product would reflect all of its costs. A producer like Mr. Blankenship would have to pay all of its costs in order to get it to market, instead of forcing you and I and my children to pay through bad health by externalizing those costs. And all of us, you know, learned that we were supposed to learn the lesson in kindergarten that we're supposed to clean up after ourselves. Mr. Blankenship would have to pay all of the costs of his product before he bring in order to get it to market, instead of forcing you and I and my children to pay through bad health by externalizing those costs. And all of us, you know, learned we were supposed to learn the lesson in kindergarten that we're supposed to clean up after ourselves.
Okay. That was Sasquatch featuring Uva with Funeral. And this is the Norm L. Thanks for listening tonight on Kootenai Co-op Radio, Nelson, BC, Canada. CJLY. Oh, what's that? What is that? Anyways, we're going to get back. I'm going to go out for a little break, and then we're going to come back and play some more music. Maybe I'll let Ben play one song. I'm hogging it here. I'm hogging it. All right. Normal.
Influenza pandemics, whether moderate or severe, are remarkable events because of the almost universal susceptibility of the world's population to Avenge.
means he's a twit. Said, oh, that's nice, lad. Anyone I know, is it?
It's young Betty works down the dairy.
Oh, he said, that's very good. Congratulations, son. I don't want to pry into your own personal private affairs, but have you made love to her yet, son?
That was 16-bit Milky Pie mix. Not my favorite part of their mix, but it did its part. Here's Cone Sound with Clowny, and that was Rolf. What's his name? Rolf Harris. Supplied by Ben tonight. Found that in the basement here at the KCR studios at 308 A Hall Street in Nelson, BC. So yeah, back to the track. It's Cone Sound and Clowny. And then Ben's digging for samples, and he pulled out the orcas. So. 93.5, Normal. Kootenai Co-op Radio.
and me hair hanging over me shoulder. Without a cigarette to calm my nerves, I felt as though I'd been squashed by a boulder. I closed my eyes and tried to sleep, telling myself I couldn't go on this way. When suddenly someone was shaking me head, saying, Lord be praised, I thought you were dead. I told the lady I felt like death, asking for a cigarette with diplomacy. Tell me, young man, she said to me, would you follow the band and come on with me? Ooh, she was kind and gentle for a girl in uniform. And when I put my slept in the clean white bed of the Salvation Army.
Living up to standard hardcore music. The music is what it's all about. I love it just like you love it. That's why you're here. I'm here because I love to play. You don't come, I can't play, and I love to play. So, we don't make too many speeches because it's all about the music. You just heard a hardcore sweet from some hot shot dubplates from down Jamaica way. Right about now, we're going to start to change the pace and change the style. During the course of the night, we switch and we swap and we ride round the track together.
Switching it up here on the Normel for the last half an hour of the show. This is Cosmin TRG with Twilight Rhythm.
That's all the English rappers the fuck out there. She rocks death, mellow, trouble. You know what I mean? We're all doing our thing. Fucking stuff for numbers over there. You know what I mean? My puppy in the corner there. You know what I'm saying? It's about time to come forward. And 89 and 90 will be out here. Please, you know what I mean? Alright, yeah, we got left and right syndicate. We got holy for superstars from over this side of the spit. You know what I'm saying? So like, we're gonna do it as well.
Ready now.
Mellow, Trouble, you know what I mean? We're all doing our thing, funky dog and lilies over there, you know what I mean? My posse in the corner there, you know what I'm saying? Because it's about time to come forward. And 89 and 90, we'll be out here. Please, you know what I mean? Alright, yeah, we got London Rhyme Syndicate. We got Hollywood superstars from over this side of the street, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we're going to do it as well. Please, Mr. Come in.
Yeah, so this is the Normel. Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben's here. I'm blasting his eardrums off. Check this out. Yeah, so this is a Bar 9 remix of Indisco.
Like a rogue, pop, 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 pop
you're wondering, this is Kanji Kinetic with Crazy Pills. And before that was Bruce Stallion with Bad Pills. Pilling about here on the Normel. And, yeah, shutting her down around midnight. I'm gonna, well, a little bit after midnight. Ben might come on at 12. And then we'll leave. Uphill. Normal. For all the ladies, I guess. Listen.
keep making noise. We'll be right back.
Yeah, so Jafari on the Normel. Jafari with Turban. I'm your host. Pardon me, I'm your host Tyler tonight. Yeah, lost my breath there. So I got a couple more, and then we're out of here. Normel, every Thursday night, 10 to 12, on Kootenai Co-op Radio here in Nelson, BC, Canada. 93.5, kootenaicoopradio.com on the interweb. Going into Enducer with, what's the name of the track? Oh, yes, Point of View. Oh, and some politics as well here on the Normel.
Obama voted for a reinstatement of the Patriot Act, and by his early deeds already again, as we saw with his the issues of retention, he's willing to send people that have been charged with nothing to be tortured to so-called get the truth out.
If the makers of this film attempted to cover all of Obama's lies, this documentary would never be released, because there are new ones every day. So in the interest of time, we're going to cover one more big one. Barack and his handlers made the cornerstone of his campaign, keeping lobbyists and donors out of his administration. Within hours of being elected, Obama did a 180 and filled the White House and federal government with lobbyists and donors at all levels. Obama picked William Lane, the top lobbyist for Raytheon, to fill the number two position in the Department of Defense.
So you read.
for the man who always keeps his promises. It's been 10 years, and now's the time to get matters straight. I heard that you are now an officer of the Northern Army. I also heard that...
Ben did the dishes tonight, and I was going to play some music here on the Normal.
Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Music Film Series is continuing with its event by sharing two more uplifting films. Tuesday, March 30th will feature Yusu Endur, I Bring What I Love, an African musical journey about the power of one voice to inspire millions. On Wednesday, April 7th, backed by popular demand, the One Giant Leap film, What About Me? This inspirational and poignant film reveals the complexities of human nature on a global scale. Tickets are $10 to $15 sliding scale at the door of the TNT Playhouse. Showtime 7:30 p.m.
Held over to Friday and Saturday, April 2nd and 3rd, Mrs. L Productions and TNT present Jason Robert Brown's Songs for a New World. Drawing from pop, gospel, jazz, and classical, this Broadway and international hit explores the ambiguity of the human heart. Starring Sidney Galbraith, Roger Lay, Robin Lamb, and Mackenzie Hope, and accompanied by Al Black, Darren Foose, and Ryan Jones, 7:30 p.m. at the TNT Playhouse. Advance tickets $15 at Eddie Music and Rio's. TNT presents Richard Roberry and Jen Viens in Morris Panitch's Vigil, a play that looks the grim reaper in the eye, tweaks his nose, and kisses him warmly on both cheeks. A dark, deliciously absurd comedy, says the Vancouver Sun, hailed by the Globe and Mail as a small masterpiece. Advance tickets $15 at Rio's and Eddie Music, 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday from February the 19th through March the 6th, with a half-price preview Thursday, February the 18th. A production of Olympic proportions. Can they sue me for that?
Welcome to Kootenai Co-op Radio's two-hour jazz show, Straight No Chaser. I'm Gusty Callis, here with my tech, Tracy Kilbourne, and this is Kootenai Co-op Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson, British Columbia. This hour, Straight No Chaser is sponsored by Nelson Toyota. Start off today with Montreal guitarist Sylvain Provost. This is from his 2008 CD, Desire de Mode. We'll play Frere Jazz.
Thank you.
guitarist Sylvain Provost from the CD Desire du Monde. Ben Webster started his career quite early in the field of jazz. He was probably starting in the 1930s, and we have an album here titled Ben Webster, Master of Jazz. It was recorded in, well, there's a number of different recording dates on here. The song we're going to play was recorded in 1970. It was recorded in Copenhagen. And I find it interesting in that there's two European players, Hugo Rasmussen and Olli Stieberg. But other than that, there's Ben Webster on tenor sax, and playing piano for him is Teddy Wilson, who was Billie Holiday's first pianist. And so this is kind of later on in both of their careers. Webster died 3 years after this was recorded. Wilson was 58 years old and never really changed his style through his entire career. And the song we're going to play is Our Blues. Mm-hmm.